The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 188, Onward or Downward.
Gentlemen, strap in tight. We have a bogey engaging us.
You said that you had eyes on it.
It just crossed our bow. I am not believing what I'm seeing.
You said it was possibly an older age fighter. Does it look like an F-59?
That's affirmative. How did you know?
It attacked my ship, the Mercury, just outside the portal. We were able to shake it.
Well, I'm not sure if I'll be able to. We have no defense shield or armament. We're purely a shuttle. Brace yourselves. It's turning.
The flight was supposed to have dispatched a bat fighter to engage it. It might still be on the other side of the portal.
He's lining up for a kill shot. Stand by for extreme evasive maneuvers. Go into full power. He's hit our port engine. He's coming around for the kill.
There's not enough time to detach the Mercury. We're sitting ducks.
I'm not sure what a duck is, but it doesn't sound good.
Brace for impact.
7000, got you covered.
Wahoo! That F-59 is now space junk.
Hey, Trip Zero, this is Sierra 7734. You owe me a beer.
I hope to buy you that beer, but we've been hit. Can you get a close look at our port engine and mainframe?
You got it.
That has to be the bat sent out to track down our bogey. If we can get down safely, I'm buying a round for everyone.
And I'll buy the second.
All right there, Trip Zero. Your port engine is toast. Structurally, you look stable, but you're not going to be able to tell how much it affected your airfoil until you hit the atmosphere. We'll fly formation with you all the way in, and I'll call approach and alert them to the possibility of a forced emergency landing.
Yeah, that's Space Force jargon for a crash landing.
Lieutenant, can you patch me through to the BSS?
Switch to Channel 2 for a direct link.
Boldivar Space Station, this is Jaffra. We've declared an emergency.
Jaffra, I monitor radio communications from the two bat vehicles. What is your request?
Advise the Mercury of our situation. Have them detach and come to our location. I'm going to discuss with our pilot the feasibility of having the Mercury capture us for a surface transport.
I will coordinate with the Mercury's Robo 4.
Roger that, George.
Lieutenant, do you think you can stabilize your craft enough to be picked up by our freighter?
How would that work?
My ship's equipped with a specialized cargo bay. We've had a bat in there before. It'll depressurize to maneuver over the bat and draw it up into the cargo bay.
That beats trying to land with one engine and a damaged wing.
34, we're going to have the Mercury pick us up for surface transport. Thanks for covering us.
You got it, 000. See you at Schoolies at 6.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is secure. You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
All right, Hank, let's go.
I trust he didn't give you any problems.
He didn't even complain about being hungry.
In fact, he hasn't said a word since Jameson took him down.
Maybe in his mind, you killed him, Jameson.
He wishes I did.
Nelson, bring in our other guest, please.
On our way.
Keeping silent doesn't benefit you at all, Hank. We know that there are future plans to disrupt our infrastructure, in particular, our computer network.
We have stressed that to him, but he doesn't seem the least bit interested.
I suppose I should have set my phaser to lethal and be done with it. It probably would have saved you a lot of paperwork.
Well, it looks like the gang's all here.
Shut up, you fool.
Well, it appears he can speak after all.
Shut up, you say? I think it's a little late for that. They bugged our phones. They even bugged Claire's phone. In fact, they even put a tracker on the car we were using, so there's not much use in shutting up now.
He's right, Hank. Von Langer was one of the first Rage arrests, so we've been keeping a close eye, or should I say, ear on him from the beginning.
And I doubt that you were even aware that we bugged Claire when she met you for lunch at the Bayside Cafe.
Wait a minute. That's where I've seen you two before.
You were at that cafe.
Yes, we were. And I rather enjoyed their biscuits.
But only after they realized we were asking for cookies. They were delightful, though.
And those two women I saw in Houston, were they there too?
Yes, they were. We've been following you from the beginning.
Look, Hank, it's like I told them in Queens. They got nothing on us but plans we talked about. I don't think any laws were broken. The only thing we did was contribute to the economy by eating at their restaurants.
I usually don't admit this, but Louis is right. We've done nothing wrong.
Usually, Hank, you never admit it when I'm right.
You think you'll get away with this, but let me remind you that you will be judged by an IDF tribunal. You both are in violation of restrictions put upon Rage by the IDF. Even though you are Hungans, you work for Rage.
Rage? What sort of ridiculous name is that?
I've heard of them, but I certainly don't work for them. We were just asked to sponsor some scientists coming here for study.
Coming here to study our electronic infrastructure.
With the intention of destroying it.
Really? That's news to me. How about you, Louis?
I'm just the owner of a pawn shop. What do I know?
I think I liked it better when Hank refused to speak.
Both of you were made offers that would benefit you greatly. I think you were afraid to take the offer because the other would know the truth.
So now you both know. And if you both take our offer, there'll be no way that the truth will come out.
Nice try. But for me, I'm a solid no.
And if he's a no, then that makes me a solid no too.
Then all I can say is enjoy your stay in Boulder Bar.
Agent Nelson, would you please escort our guests back to the holding cell?
With pleasure. Come on, you two.
Tell ya, I don't get any respect.
Yeah. Come on, Rodney.
All systems dark. Good signal on landing gear.
Gentlemen, Chief and I will stay with the Bat and your two prisoners. We want to give the Bat a good looking over so our maintenance people can be ready for us.
Sounds good.
Pressurization is now complete. You may exit your vehicle.
I tell you, that's one shuttle ride I'll never forget.
I haven't been this happy to see my cargo bay since the Galaza fiasco.
It's been a while since I've been attacked twice in one sleep cycle. I can tell you it's not something I miss.
It looks like everybody's going to be going down to the surface now. Maybe we can get a rendezvous and meet up with the Bat pilots tonight.
If everything works out, I'm up for it.
I could use a bit of R&R myself.
Well, that was interesting. Attacked twice by the same fighter.
I don't know, Skipper. It could have been a different one. I mean, well, it was an F-59, but it could have been a different F-59.
Okay, so technically, if it was an F-59... it was the same fighter, right?
Hey, can you two take it outside?
In the vacuum of space.
Exactly. Sound doesn't travel, so we wouldn't be able to hear you.
I don't know if it was the same ship, but a working F-59 is very rare, so the possibility is significant. Whoever that was, they are no longer anyone's concern.
Is the Bat crew coming on board?
No, they're staying with their Bat to assess the damage. I'll have them buckle in for re-entry and landing.
What about...
Don't say it.
Don't worry, I wasn't. What about our prisoners?
They'll be staying on board the Bat. Once we land, Barnes and I will escort them to Boulder Bar Prison for in-processing. Then we're off to see the controller.
I might as well go with you. I need to see him about this second trip to Cali.
Captain, we have received clearance for Boulder Bar.
Very well. Lock in the frequencies and clearance. Gabby, take us down.
Aye, Captain. Beginning orbital insertion maneuvers. All hands return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts. Crew of 7000, return to your ship and prepare a deacceleration burn.
Copy that. We'll button up and secure the prisoners.
Well, I hope this trip will be better than the last two. I've had enough excitement for one day.
Oh, yeah? That's probably the most excitement you've had since you found that lost TV remote.
Well, that's not really true. I have a built-in remote, remember? Which reminds me. I'll talk to the controller about getting our best biometric servants.
I'd appreciate that, Pops. I'm still getting some annoying sounds.
Like what?
Like, me ship, me ship.
Oh, that's very funny, Gabby. Hey, what are you laughing at?
Sorry, Skipper. That was funny.
Once we land, I need to report the loss of me ship.
Ah, there's that noise again.
Like I was saying, I'll have to report it so I can contact me insurance agent. I paid a lot of monetary units to protect the Canberra.
You do realise that if you file a claim and are paid, we won't be recovering your ship.
I just want to have a backup plan in case she's lost forever. I might as well get the paperwork started now to save time. If we do manage to recover me ship, I can always cancel.
Hey, for the sake of everybody's sanity, Joe Mac, I hope it gets resolved one way or the other.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
Portal closure. You're cleared for egress.
Hey there, rookie. Didn't expect to hear you on the other end.
Pyramid is on the phone. Do we have everybody?
None of us got scrambled up in the portal transfer, so I think we all did just fine.
And Sam didn't ask for anything to eat the whole way?
You were lucky. I loaded up before we left. I take it that Hank and Louis are secured?
Yes, Pierman's science officer, Robert, is seeing to them now. I think Mr. Pierman wants to go over some things before we head our separate ways.
I'll go and check with him to see if there is any particular place he wants us.
Very well, we'll be here. While I have the opportunity, I know I said some things back in Houston, but I wanted to say once again, thank you, Sam and Honora, for your good work.
Thank you, Agent Simon. And as I said back there, that means a lot.
So, Tony, did you ever think you'd be thanking a Hongan for anything?
Honestly? No. I guess it goes to show that we should give everyone the benefit of the doubt before passing judgment on them.
I couldn't have agreed more. When I was fully entrenched in rage, I thought nothing good could come from the IDF. I was raised to hate you people. Now the tables have turned. I see the good that so many of you do, and the bad that rage is capable of.
Well, I could say the same thing as a Hongan. Our lives are geared to only one thing.
Besides eating.
Well, that's a given. Other than eating, our lives center around getting a mission and completing it, or dying doing it. I've since learned that there's so much more to life. It kind of makes me sad when I see Hank and Louie and their blind willingness to destroy or be destroyed.
That's a very admirable thing to say, Sam. Now, if you could only adapt your eating to be more like ours, you'd fit right in.
Oh, wait now. Let's not get carried away.
Pierman's ready for us in the conference room.
Looks like we have everyone. If anyone needs to sit.
I think we're all good.
Excellent. First and foremost, I want to congratulate everyone on a job well done. I have received commendations from Captain Richards and Detective Jocko for all of you. Kelly.
Oh boy, here we go.
You might be surprised to know that Detective Jocko recommended further field operations for you. So, thank you for a job well done.
Really? Well, I want to say it was a pleasure working with him. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. And you know, my sister was okay, too.
Just okay? Well, I guess I'll have to work harder next time. That is, if there is a next time.
You can ask Agent Nelson about that if you like.
It might surprise you to know that I have a little input here, too. Jocko knew a little bit about your past, so he relied on me to compare how you are now with what you used to be.
And?
You'll be happy to know that you've been returned to full field duty as of right now.
Thank you, Vivian, and please extend my thanks and gratitude to Jocko.
So proper? Well, you are most welcome, Catherine Delaney Hawk.
Wow, I haven't heard your full name since you were in trouble in high school.
Sam.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forget I was here.
Your ability to communicate directly with Hank was invaluable. We gained intelligence that we never would have had access to. I have been in communication with my brother, the controller, throughout this whole operation. He is also quite pleased. We would like to retain your services with the IDF. If you are willing, you may stay here and undergo further training.
Hey, I'm game. Just feed me and I'll be happy.
Yes. I'll have to see if that's in our budget. Simon, would you like to address Lenora?
It would be my pleasure, Lenora. I have already expressed my appreciation and praise to you. But to make it official, you did exceptionally well on this, your first field assignment.
And I've thanked you for that. But to make it official also, thank you for your trust and support, Agent Simon. And as a bonus, you won't have to break the bank on your food budget for me.
Looks like I'm the only one left.
Well, Junior Analyst Jameson, you do realize that, along with being an IDF probationary agent, you are also an agent for MI6, and as such, will be reviewed by Director Cage.
I see. So I won't know my fate until we return to London?
I wouldn't do that to you, Jameson. I've already submitted my report to Director Cage. I think you have a bright future ahead of you, with both the IDF and MI6.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. Are there any plans to move me yet?
Not that I know of.
I wouldn't mind staying with you, sir.
Careful what you wish for, Jameson.
Lieutenant, we'll be parking at Maintenance Recovery Pad 3. Can you have your recovery team meet us there?
That's affirmative, Mercury. Thanks for the ride. Will we see you and the crew at Scully's tonight for a thank you toast?
Unless the IDF has other plans, that's a big roger that.
Outstanding. We'll hold your prisoners until you arrive to claim them.
Copy. Ground control, this is the Mercury. We'll need clearance for a spacecraft recovery vehicle to service our ship. We have a disabled bat in our cargo bay.
Roger, Mercury. We appreciate your assistance. We've notified field maintenance of your arrival. When parked, go ahead and lower your ramp.
Be advised that we have two prisoners to secure first, then we'll lower the ramp.
Understood. Maintenance team will await your clearance.
Acknowledged. Mercury out.
Agent Barnes, let's go secure our prisoners. Gabby, we'll notify you when we remove them from the bat.
I'll be waiting.
If you need help with the prisoners, Marco and I can certainly help.
I believe we can manage, but thank you.
I'll need your assistance in the cargo bay when their maintenance team comes to remove the bat.
We can certainly do that. I supervise many a cargo load off to Canberra. We'll make sure they don't take any of your bulkheads out.
I'd appreciate that. I don't want to have to overhaul the Mercury again. Tam, there's really not much for you to do.
Since we all have to come to Baldabar, I'm going to take this opportunity to check on the progress of the Ulysses upgrades. Contact me when you're ready to return to the BSS.
Sounds like a plan. Georgia, contact the overhaul supervisor and cancel the video conference with Captain Tam, and let him know she'll be there in person.
Contacting the supervisor now.
Gabby, shut the ship down to long-term parking mode. I'm not sure how long we'll be here. I want to contact maintenance to see about getting a new loadout.
Roger that. We need to have them look at our defense shielding, too. We took some pretty big hits from that F-59.
Captain, I have notified the overhaul supervisor and advised him that Captain Tam would be making a personal visit.
Very well.
I do have a question about his response.
What is it?
Why would he respond with, "Thanks for the warning"? Is there an element of danger in Captain Tam's visit?
No, that's just a sarcastic saying. It allows him time to prepare for a customer, to make sure everything is in order and looking good.
I understand. He is generally unprepared and nothing is in order.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
All right, mate. We have the doctor and Nurse Latner secured in the brig. Gabby, notify maintenance and lower the cargo ramp.
Will do.
Gabby, would you like me to do that for you?
No, Georgia. That's okay. I have two good hands. I can do it myself.
I have no hands and can do it perfectly.
That's not necessary, Georgia. Gabby's currently in control of the ship.
Understood. Thanks for the warning.
Say what?
Relax, it's just trying to learn figures of speech. They do that to make interacting with humans more seamless.
Oh, I'll interact all right. Ground, we're ready for the maintenance team.
Copy that, Mercury. We'll notify them now.
Attention in the cargo area. Ramp lowering. Are you clear?
We are clear of the ramp. Go for ramp drop.
Once you shut down, you have some time for liberty. I'll message you if anything develops in the meantime. I need to meet up with Joffer and Barnes. We'll go see the controller after we drop our two guests off at prison.
Oh boy. Free time on Boldabar. With one prison and one dive bar. Gee, what's a girl to do?
Well, this is it for you two. Are you sure you don't want to accept our offer? This would be your last chance.
Did you hear that, Hank? Just like the gas station we passed in Texas. Last chance.
Yes, last chance until we crossed the state line and found hundreds more.
We can assure you two that this has nothing to do with petrol stations. This is the last time we make you this offer.
You really think that we could get away with a story like that? Both of us killed in a failed mission when there were over 20 hackers who saw us get arrested.
Yeah, you're gonna offer every one of them some made-up story and then we all live happily ever after?
I'd rather take my chances in Boldabar prison, where I can possibly get shot escaping.
Hey, maybe I can get a weapon in prison and kill you.
You would do that for me? Louis, you're a good friend.
Think nothing of it, Hank. You are great to work for.
Both of you, in the STIP now. I can't take much more of this.
With pleasure. Come on, Louis. Maybe the STIP will malfunction and we'll both die in a fiery blaze of glory.
That's what I like about you, Hank. You're such an optimist.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Launching Deep Space STIP. That's quite a relief. They are Boldabar's problem now.
I'm sure happy to see those two go.
So, were you tempted to slip a weapon to one of them?
Knowing those two, they will have used it when they landed and hoped that someone would take them out.
Oh, that's true. Well, sis, are we ready to go home yet? Aunt Karen's at Hawkhaven. We can just hop on the Roosevelt STIP and get back in time for some steamed crabs and natty bows.
Sounds like a plan to me, Mr. Pierman. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. I'll set up a STIP to take you to St. Martin Alternate, where the Roosevelt is now. You'll be back at Long Wharf in minutes.
How about you two? Can we interest you in some good Maryland seafood? Our house has plenty of rooms. You could stay the night.
That sounds splendid. Jameson, are you up for a short trip for some seafood?
Hey, if he isn't, I'll be happy to take his place.
You might want to hold off on that, gentlemen. It looks like a call is coming in from London.
I'll take that. Agent Tony Simon?
Tony, congratulations to you and Jameson on a job well done.
Thank you, Director.
Unfortunately, there's no time to revel in your success. We need you and Junior Analyst Jameson back here ASAP. We have an urgent case.
Bugger.
What is so urgent that Agent Simon and Jameson have to return right away? What will happen on Boldabar? Will Joffre get a new warrant? And what will happen to Barnes? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Reload.